Agents, listen up. Your opinions on whether somebody should do a buyer consult or not have no relevancy to what the consumers want. This is Byron Lazine and Nicole White, and you are tuned into episode 318 of The Real Word.
Word is up.
Nicole, there's a lot that we could cover, but we're going to have to press the rewind button here, go back to last week's episode, episode 317, where we talked about the Zillow home touring agreement, and just react to some of these comments on that episode. But there are things that we're not going to cover as much here on this pod would be the mid-year, NAR mid-year. There was a whole bunch of stuff that came out of that. Nothing really game-changing. NAR voted in 2025 that the dues at $156 are going to stay the same. Many of you might be wondering, well, why do I pay like $600 or $400 or $500? Because you're obligated to be in the local board, the tie-in. So that's why it sounds like NAR dues are so much lower than what you actually pay. But that's not going up. They voted on that. There was also some more drama between the notorious ROB and Anthony LaMacchia feud, which I covered a little bit of here with notorious ROB. It's heated up. Notorious ROB's blog put out a piece on this. And I saw some fireworks going back and forth a little bit again on Twitter X. So, you know, before we get into reacting to the to some of the fireworks from last week on the Zillow home touring, I will invite both Anthony and Rob onto the BAM platform for a debate if they would like to, Nicole. And that's an open invitation. They can take me up on that. We'll see if they do it. Let me know in the comments if you want me to host that debate. All right, Nicole, last week, Zillow's home touring agreement beneficial to the industry. Did you feel like somebody asked in the comments, which was just a silly question, when did Zillow start sponsoring you guys? You would know it if Zillow started sponsoring us. By the way, I don't ever see that happening. They've never sponsored us. I don't ever see them deciding to sponsor. But you would know up front, obviously. But Nicole, by the way, shout out to our sponsor, Reminder Media, who keeps reminding you or putting you in front of your clients to remind them of who you are in a time when brand is most important. But Nicole, did you think that did we make a mistake there? I mean, we just shared our opinion. What do you think when you think back on last week's episode, Home Torn, did you think we sounded like a fanboy and a fangirl of Zillow?
You're done talking?
I'm asking you a question.
I don't want to interrupt. I don't want to talk over you. I just want to make sure.
Now that I brought up comments, Nicole started looking back on the last, like,
my hands are still sweaty. I take things episodes, very personally. So,
and she saw this, one commenter.
This whole video about let's go, like the idea that we're having to look through comments and now we're reacting to it makes me very sweaty.
I said to Nicole, look back on
I
the
never
comments.
Watch like, or relook or no.
She's like, oh my God, there's comments. I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of them. And then she started looking back on other episodes and somebody said that she was
talking over me.
Not over talking because the word count is definitely in my favor on these. But.
For sure.
All right. So did you think we were fanboy, fangirl? We talked about the home touring agreement. If you're unfamiliar, Zillow came out with a home touring agreement that is not exclusive. It actually says that the agent doesn't get paid for 7 days. Did you think we leaned too far Zillow direction? There's a lot of comments that suggest that.
I mean, all I can say is I because even just like on Facebook, you know, groups, if I'm on Facebook and people start bringing up the word Zillow, agents just get so furious that we're even giving Zillow any sort of clout or that we're talking about it. Because 9 times out of 10 agents are like, you know, don't spend your money on them, you know, don't give them all this, you know, hype. So I don't think that we were. I think probably the agents that feel as though we are, you know, sort of hyping them are the ones that are just completely against Zillow to begin with. So I imagine that, you know, they're part of that sort of population that feels as though you shouldn't be supporting Zillow, or that they're somehow taking our business, taking our business away. That's sort of the impression that I get when I read comments that have anything sort of negative to do with Zillow, is that they're just like totally against them no matter what.
Absolutely. But the facts on the other side, and this is where I don't understand where people confuse just stating the obvious, the facts, with why are you sticking up for Zillow? The facts are Zillow has the most online traffic.
Correct.
In the U.S. for home shoppers. Okay, I just went into SEM Rush, which is a third-party site. It's one that's, by the way, there's so much controversy between what numbers to use for online traffic. Realtor.com's using one thing. Zillow's using one thing. Homes.com is using another. We had this whole conversation with Damian Eales, CEO of Realtor.com, over at Knowledge Brokers Podcast on Friday. You should go check that out if you missed it, because that's a whole nother controversy about which sites to use. But nobody is debating. They're all debating on basically who's in second, third, and fourth. Like Realtor.com, Nicole, CEO, says that Homes.com is in fourth place based off of the numbers that they look at. Homes.com is arguing that they, a CoStar-owned portal, is in second place. Okay, so it's like, okay, is it Redfin? Is it Realtor.com? Is it Homes.com? None of these CEOs, none of these companies are arguing who's in first place far and away.
Right.
It's Zillow. I mean, Zillow just dominates the game. It's a brand that people... Hey, why don't you look it up on Zillow? You know, why don't you look it up on Google? It's synonymous with how buyers talk. Right. Where'd you find out about this open house? Zillow. So, so the home touring, test, this is a pilot, by the way, that Zillow is doing. This test is something that might give agents an opportunity to interview for the position. Okay. So I got a lot of comments about this. Let's go through some of this. What is insane is touring a home without intent to buy and qualified to buy a home. Cause I said it's in this commenter, Real Estate of NVA is reacting to my statement of it's insane to expect that you're going to pick up a phone call from somebody, which is how you typically will get introduced to an online lead, somebody who's thinking about buying and touring homes. It's insane to think that based off of having a phone call with that person, that they should be locked into you for a percentage, no matter what the percentage is, of the largest financial purchase possibly of their lifetime, most likely of their lifetime. I just think it's insane to think that based on a phone call, I'm going to get them to lock in long term with me on a buyer agreement. Just like it would be insane for you to think you could just take a phone call with somebody who's thinking about selling their house and send them over the paperwork and not do one, two, maybe even three listing consultations, listing appointments at the home. The same way we think about obtaining a listing is the same way this industry needs to think about working with buyers and investors on the buy side. I need to interview for the business. So what difference, Nicole, does it make if the interview is happening during the touring process or during the, you know, maybe some consultation at the home? Okay, so now let me be fair here. Real Estate of NVA says it'd be insane to tour a home without intent to buy and qualified to buy a home. That's called an open house. Touring without true intent and qualifications is putting the cart before the house. Buyers consult. Touring a home that is in a market that sells in less than 5 days makes no sense. Okay, well, less than 5 days is not the average days on market right now across the country. Across the country, we have well over 100,000 more homes all actively on the market than we did last year. In fact, we have over 3.2 months of supply right now. So there are price points where less than 5 days. And I can imagine that in those scenarios, here's the big takeaway, Nicole. Agents, listen up. Your opinions on whether somebody should do a buyer consult or not have no relevancy to what the consumers want. They don't care your feelings on how they should be educated. Just like when I went to, you know, grade school and high school, I didn't care that my science teacher thought biology and chemistry was important. I was never going to use any of that crap. I couldn't tell you what a proton or a neutron or the other ion does. Still to this day, none of it is impactful in my life. If you put me in front of a chemistry set, I'm not going to know if I'm drinking, you know, trying to mix up vodka or mix up something that could blow up. None of this stuff is relevant to what I do. Okay. And every buyer is going to look at things differently. Some people went to school and are very successful using science to their advantage and are having a great career with that. Some buyers are going to want to tour homes before they make a decision. And some sellers, here's who's in control, the consumers, not you and I, not our opinions on you should sit down and get a buyer consultation. No, some people are going to say no, because why? Because the seller is going to say, well, there's 3.2 months of inventory and I want to be able to have as many showings as possible. Has there ever been a scenario, Nicole, where a buyer tours a home and they're not pre-qualified? They have a job, they're normal human beings, they're not technically pre-qualified, and they don't even have intent to buy this weekend, but they're starting the journey and they tour a home, and then all of a sudden they're writing an offer Sunday afternoon. Has that ever happened to you?
Maybe once or twice, but I will say that buyer
has only happened to you once or twice.
Maybe. Yeah. I feel like
where people weren't pre-qualified yet, weren't thinking about buying that weekend. And then all of a sudden they buy a house.
Yeah. It doesn't happen to me very often, but I will say though that they do eventually buy. So sort of like you're talking about, you know,
you've
like,
never seen a buyer say, I'm going to buy in 3 months, get excited about two homes and buy a home early in the process.
I'm just saying that it doesn't happen to me that often.
And here's the, okay. So, all right. So let's take that.
Just talking about me personally.
Fair. Yeah. It doesn't happen that often. Okay. Let's take a look. And a lot of let me just back up. A lot of the people Nicole works with are people in her network.
Correct.
And referrals from her network.
Correct.
When you're working with people who are coming in online and they've never met you, they might say things like, I'm going to be 3 months out, and then they buy that weekend because they don't know, they don't trust you yet to give you all that information. As they gain trust, build rapport, oh, really? I'm going to buy now because I love this house. It's the same way when you go into, for those of us that remember Foot Locker, you go into Foot Locker, you're looking at the wall of shoes. Somebody walks up, says, is there anything I can help you with? Nope. And then you walk out with three pairs of shoes. Okay. Right. Here's the other thing. What if a seller says to you, I want as many showings as possible. I want the data on showing time to be able to show so that you as the listing agent, I want you to show how much activity is on this house. Even if 20% of them aren't really ready to buy, I want you, the listing agent, to show extreme activity. I want you to plan showings where somebody's pulling out of the driveway and somebody's pulling in. I want this to appear as hot as a commodity as possible. I want this property to be buzzing at all times. I don't want just open house atmosphere on Sunday afternoon. I want it on the weeknights. I want to get this thing sold for top dollar or more as quickly as possible. So if you, the agent, thinks it's better for people to do a buyer consult, and listen, I agree with you. Okay, we're in agreement here. There's nothing wrong with a buyer consultation. Just understand that it's going to be for your analytical types for them to come into your office. And if your office looks like a bunch of just boring cubicles, they might walk out of that buyer consult saying this isn't the atmosphere I want to be involved. This is going to be a boring atmosphere. That, you know, they don't really have it. Have what I'm looking for, right? If you're going to be inviting them to your office, you better have an experience.
Right.
In that office, a feel to it.
I will argue too that I think that a buyer that's actually making an appointment, like reaching out because they want to go into the house,
very serious buyer,
is a much more serious buyer than someone just showing up at an open house. So yeah. I think that comparing those two things is maybe just a little skewed. I have many sellers that only want real serious buyers, so they don't do an open house because they want to make sure that buyers are actually making an appointment to come in.
That's the point. Some people don't want an open house. Some people want you to qualify everybody on those private tours, you know, very diligently. Some sellers are going to say, listen, I, as long as you're here
representing
the home, I'd like to have as many showings as possible. I've heard sellers tell me in the past, certainly different inventory market. And I think this is the point real estate of NVA is making here, less than 5 days. You're in a less than 5 days market. It's not going to make much sense. But when you're in a market where there's more than five, somewhere in 3.2 months of inventory, which is the average, and days on market maybe are, 30, 60, 90 days. I've had sellers tell me, listen, can you just, even if they're brokers, even if they're agents, can you just get people in my home, Byron, just like looking like, because they may say something to somebody else,
right?
Which might create a sale. The most important takeaway here is on this is we all agree buyer consultations are great. Analytical people, engineers, these types are typically 10, 20% of buyers are going to prefer a buyer consultation. If you force feed it, you might be pushing that buyer away to a lesser qualified agent. And then you're ultimately not doing your duty and your service to help the community and to help buyers really understand buyer agency and the benefits of it. Going on that first tour might be a date, an interview, an introduction, however you want to look at it. You're going to need to interview for the business. You're going to have a higher outcome of conversion if you're getting people face to face. Okay. So, and I'm not even saying here, and then we said it last week on the pod, I'm not even saying that the Zillow Home Tour is something that you should or shouldn't use. I'm not saying it's something that that should be a blanket deal. This is a fluid situation. Okay, in a state where there's 19 of them where they require buyer agreements, you should be getting that filled out anyways. But are you getting it filled out for one property, for 1 minute, for 7 days, for 17 days, for 7 months? These are the things that you're going to have to personalize for the experience. And expecting somebody to sign for 90 days on a phone call is still, this week, 1 week later, insane. And it will always be insane. To get somebody to sign for 3 months for a percentage of their biggest sale without ever meeting you and not interviewing for the position is absolutely insane and makes no sense. And the only reason you were getting them signed before is because those forms were filled out the wrong way saying whatever the MLS says.
Right.
Well, August 17th, you can't do that dumb shit anymore. So get that out of your mind anyway. Did you have a comment that you wanted to pick out? What was your favorite?
No, I didn't. I the whole thing makes me nervous and sweat. So I'll let you
Southwest 55 plus says, I like the name 55. So really understand the niche there. If every real estate company can invent their own touring agreement, then we will be in a mess. With the new rules, we haven't had the conversation about representation and compensation. What happens if a buyer sees the property with a Zillow agent A and signs a touring agreement, but then wants to actually represented by agent B who did not show the home? Do we still have the ability to show procuring cause? Who is going to get paid if that seller isn't paying any co-op amount? The touring opened up the door for free, but if NAR member could show procuring cause and claim the right to be paid. This is all too much for buyers to decide in the moment of the doorstep. Listen, and I responded to this comment.
I mean, as if I was agent B, I would take them through the house again.
Here's the thing. If I'm the consumer, I don't give a rat's ass if you're agent A, B, what. I don't even care what your little world of procuring cause means. Agents always get wrapped up in a procuring cause. Who does the consumer want to work with? Who do they consider their agent? Not who does your board of realtors consider the first person to open the door being the agent. The board of realtors making up this rule of procuring cause has been a problem in the industry for a long time. Who does the consumer want? Okay. And so you have to make the decision. Are you willing to go on a listing appointment and not get it and spend time at the house pitching your services? Are you willing to attend a home tour with somebody where you're only protected for that one property through your buyer agreement, or you're maybe using a Zillow home tour agreement, and be willing to pitch yourself an interview for a position to be their agent? Or do you want to rely on gotcha rules that your local board created, procuring cause, all this other crap that the consumer doesn't care about? Do you want to go out there and win business, meet more consumers and help them? Or are you only, a lot of these comments start to reflect only on what about me? What about agent A, B? Right. Like, where in this is the consumer? And so I asked, I said, what's your take on consumers who want to tour a home? They simply want to see a home available on the market. And assuming the seller, like I said before, wants buyers seeing the home, what do we say to these consumers who are not ready to commit to a discussion, a consult, as we call it, around representation just yet? Are touring agreements applicable here in this case? Everything we need to do with the lens of what's best for the consumer. And Southwest 55 Plus, I appreciate you responding back. Years ago when I sold in Colorado, we had an agency disclosure talking about all of the options for buyers. We have this as well in Connecticut, Nicole. It's, became mandatory on April the 1st. They were supposed to sign before they toured a home. Ours isn't even a sign. You just fill it out as the agent. You send it over. It's a read only.
And they trust that you have presented it.
Well, you should be able to show documentation because you should be doing it through email, right? So I remember having it signed many times on a doorstep. And that's what we're doing with our buyer agreements, by the way. So like, we're getting buyer agreements. Like, let's also disclaimer here. We're not using this home touring sheet from Zillow. We're using buyer agreements for the property. And so I'm not saying that everybody should use and may become accustomed. I'm saying you need to personalize the experience and think about it. So they would get these things signed on the doorstep. Then after we had a chance to meet, we would present the concept of committing to a buyer broker agreement, and it worked great. The flip side though, is that we never let a seller try us out before we list their home. They interview agents and go with their top choice. We need to get to that level with buyers. And so we're on the same page here. Of course, that destroys the entire model of Zillow. No, it doesn't. This is the model of Zillow and every agent who lives off internet leads. It's very complicated for sure. The lawsuit. No. So what you just said is the model of Zillow. That's the whole point. She says we need to get to that level with buyers where they get to interview, they get to try them out. The home touring agreement
is that
Zillow's is the interview. This is the exact model that Zillow uses. Okay. So people are just are taking too much. And she, I think she understands. I don't think she understands the model of Zillow maybe, which is where that comment, that last comment came from. But agents are starting to just take a look at these new things that are coming out. And this is Zillow coming out with this, just a start. This is just the start of it. There's going to be so many different forms, ways to, you know, engage services, a la carte menus. We're not talking a la carte with nacho cheese and tater tots, Nicole. We're talking how you can pay agents, those kind of a la carte meals, if you were confused there. I know you're holding back on butting in today, but
I'm trying.
I just wanted to clarify.
I'm trying not to laugh. I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to agree. I'm trying not to.
Let us know in the comments if this is the most boring Nicole White has ever been on the Real Word Pod.
I just can't even imagine when I've ever interrupted, but I'm now cognizant of it.
So
but you have brought up tater tots and you have brought up vodka. Those are probably maybe two of my favorite food items. So
yeah, tater tots after vodka is a good combo. But we keep thinking about it of, you know, what's right for the agent, what's right for the agent. It's got to be all about the consumer. At MAK529, whoever drafted the Zillow document failed law school. Touring properties creates an implied agency or vicarious representation, that might be true, right? So it's, and we said that last week, it's got to come down to state laws. So Virginia said no. Washington has now said no. Washington's been ahead of the curve on so much stuff. So Washington saying no, I'd expect even more states to say no, this doesn't follow our rules here in this state. And you know, if it's, and if it's coming from the Department of Consumer Protections or whatever that you know, agency in that state looks like, then you really got to pay attention to it. If it's coming from the board, you know, there could be a debate there. So somebody else, ATX Cruiser, love the one page. Me and you both agree. I think, and I said this to our brokerage. I said, dude, our buyer agreement is 3 pages. I said this just last week. I said, you got to get that thing down to one page. This is now a competition of who can get the most accurate, legal, best form of marketing into one page. It's got to be one page. ATX Cruiser says, loves the one page, meet face-to-face opportunity to check out and then build a rapport. So that person was on board with that. The LA Tasha Cali Realtor says, if a buyer is serious about buying a home, then the initial consultation should be part of the process as a minimum standard of entry. Your opinion. She, you know, what she just said here, it should be part of the process. Your opinion. It's not a rule. It's not an obligation. It'll never be a law. You must do a educational consultation with licensed agents before buying a home. That will never be a law. Ever, 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 ever. So stop inflicting your opinion that that should be the law. Should you create an experience where you can dominate buyer consultations and make it easy for consumers in your market to access them? Yes, we're all in agreement in that. You shouldn't force feed this stuff down people's throat.
Well, I think we were even talking last week about how this form could potentially even help to continue to build that trust too. Because now, and again, instead of just saying, oh no, you know, you don't have to work with me if you don't want to, you're actually essentially signing, saying that we're only going to be working together for this property. So I think that in some situations, this touring will actually help foster that relationship for you to build and then do that buyer, you know, consultation properly.
And then when I, you know, I asked Agent Reeves, you know, what's best for consumers, never replied, probably missed the reply, open for you to reply here. The person that said, when did Zillow start sponsoring? All of this is BS, all of it.
They didn't respond either.
They didn't respond, but Patricia Chaffatelli, realtor, did respond. And she says, none of this is improving anything for consumers. None of this is good for having a transparent industry. This is destroying an entire section of the industry, the buyer's agent. Who's she thinking about there again? Okay. Setting up a situation where first-time homebuyers will likely buy a home without their own representative is absolute insanity. We agree, Patricia. We agree. After 30-plus years, I'm going to retire, enjoy referral commissions, and watch all the lawsuits pile up as all this moves forward. Good luck. So some people will exit the business. But Patricia said, setting up a situation where homebuyers will likely buy a home without their own representative is absolute insanity. If everybody says to every consumer who calls them, if every agent says this to every consumer who calls them who wants to tour a home, unless you sign permanently with me after this phone call, we're not touring a home. Then what you said, Patricia, is going to happen. Buyers are going to not have representation because they're going to end up calling the listing agent. So unless you start to meet consumers where they're at and interview and do a great job of having a buyer consultation, whether it's at the property, Starbucks, in your home, in their home, in the office, then you're going to push the consumer away from you and they're going to go directly to the listing agent. Are you going to show some homes, do some buyer consultations, do some interviews where you don't get paid for it? Yeah, just like you did with listings all these years. If you believe in buyer representation, you're going to personalize an experience that's best for them where they are currently at in the process. I have a home on the market right now, Nicole. I'm not asking my agent every time if somebody is qualified.
Right.
I'm looking for multiple showings in a market when inventory is increasing. Okay. I'm looking for multiple showings to have leverage when an offer comes in. Hey, we just showed it Tuesday, just showed it Thursday, showing it Friday. These people are thinking about it. We got to have data points to point to that there's activity. The market of 2021 is not the market of the next 10 years. Don't get used to that market. We get into these think tracks of like, this is never going to go away. So, Nicole, any reactions here on some of these comments?
No, I think you just summed it up beautifully with your last reaction to her comment. I agree. I think that making sure that obviously the consumer is who we are serving and helping is sort of our mission and our goal. I think it'll all work out.
Benjamin Lynch says this document could be useful for the savvy buyer who knows what they want. I mean, of course, yeah, the savvy buyer. I mean, investors are going to try to get this right. And oftentimes that's how you work with an investor. Nicole, you've worked with a lot of investors, right?
Yeah.
They're using 5-6 different agents.
Right. And then you have to sort of show your worth, and then you hope that your worth is good enough for them. And then they only want to come and use you because you are the only one that can give them what they need. But so
earn it is the point.
Right.
You have to earn that. And then, you know, as you've proven your credibility, that conversation, maybe it takes 2 or 3 deals with an investor. I brought you 2 or 3 deals. If you want me to keep, you know, doing this work for you, we need to have an exclusive relationship for what I do for my clients moving forward. My point is we need to just be more open to meeting all different levels of buyers where they're at. If we take the strong stance where we're going to force first-time home buyers into our office for a consultation, and that's the only way I will ever work with you, you're definitely going to force them into the listing agent's hands with that stance. And it does mean that a lot of first-time home buyers aren't going to have independent representation, and a lot more home buyers are going to get hurt. But that, here's the guidelines. Here's the rules. We didn't make the rules. Don't hate the player, hate the game, so to speak. But the rules are what they are. So you deciding whether you're going to help buyers or not is going to be what pushes people either into the arms, buyers into the arms of dual representation, or the steps that you take, whether you welcome them into your arms and show them that world of what having independent representation can look like. It's really up to us. All of the, you know, bashing of this form. Listen, this opened up a great discussion. You may still hate the form, by the way. And you can let me know in the comments, hey, still hate the form. That's fine. But think about ways that you can get in front of more buyers to help them. Because if you listen to this pod and you've listened this long, I know you're a freaking professional. I know you're a career agent. And if you're thinking in those terms, then how can you help more people? And so maybe this form's not the solution for you. I just said we're not even using it. I just think it's a creative way to get more interviews for professionals, and it might have a place. Might. Totally might not, and your state might not even adhere to it. But what can you learn from this and maybe apply it to other forms or other ways that you're going to get in front of customers and hopefully eventually clients? That's the deal, Nicole. Again, we didn't cover any of this mid-year stuff. If you want to see that debate, I don't know, tag Rob Hahn and Anthony, and we could do that. Whole nother topic.
Agents looking to stand out from the crowd, Reminder Media is a resource you have to check out. You get your own branded print in digital magazines, email newsletters, and social media content. Reminder Media delivers these resources to your contacts on autopilot, keeping you top of mind with your database. All you need to do is focus on your follow-up calls and watch referrals and repeat business come in. I just started using this service, and I'm already seeing results from this after only a few weeks. Use the link below to try out Reminder Media.
I feel like maybe you do best when it's not called a debate. Maybe it's just like a conversation, right?
I clearly won the Ricky Caruth debate about free coaching or paid coaching because
it was a debate.
Well, because what did Ricky do 2 or 3 months later? He changed from free coaching to paid coaching. So even if you feel like I didn't win the debate on that night, Nicole, just the fact that he changed his complete model 2 or 3 months later, I won the debate. Shout out to Ricky. I love some of the content he's doing. See, we can have a debate and still
be friends. Be nice
to each other. We don't have to be so sensitive about everything. And I hope the comments that we selected, I hope that there's no sensitive feelings about us selecting them. This is an open discussion. This is healthy. This is how we grow. I don't expect everybody to like every single Real Word podcast. We're on 318 episodes here. You know, it'd be silly for me and for Nicole to expect that you like every single episode of the Real Word, but it's hopefully opening up a discussion, getting us to think, a little bit more about how we can be better agents.
Absolutely.
Keep it real, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you guys.
At BMX, we listen to what real estate professionals want and need. That's why our platform is filled with sought-after courses, content, and tactical assets for your business. And that's why we launched BMX in a Box with templates and scripts done for you, delivered each Friday. The best part? It's not coming from panel pontificators who bought their followers and don't sell any real estate. It's coming from top agents, team leaders, and content creators in the industry. It's education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. And now it includes editable templates and scripts so you can easily deliver that knowledge to your database. Every day, we continue to add more content into BAMX, into our private Facebook community, content that works, content that our members have exclusive access to daily. So do not wait any longer. Use code REALWORD and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code REALWORD for 10% off. I'll see you in BAMX.